By counting the number of mutations that appeared in one group and not the other, Neal and Wallace determined the rate at which the two groups' mitochondrial DNA had separately changed in the millennia since their separation, 0.2 to 0.3% every 10,000 years. In 1994, Neal and Wallace sifted through mitochondrial DNA from 18 widely dispersed Indian groups, looking for mutations that had occurred since their common ancestors left Asia. Using their previously calculated rate of genetic change as a standard, they estimated when the original group had migrated to the Americas, 22,414 to 29,545 years ago. Indians had come to the Americas 10,000 years before Clovis. 3 years later, Sandro El Bonato and Francisco M. Bolzano, two geneticists at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in the southern Brazilian city of Porto Alegre, analyzed Indian mitochondrial DNA again and painted a different picture. Wallace and Neal had focused on the three haplogroups that are also common in Asia. Instead, the Brazilians looked at the fourth main haplogroup. Haplogroup A is its unimaginative name, which is almost completely absent from Siberia, but found in every Native American population. Because of its rarity in Siberia, the multiple migrations theory had the implicit and very awkward corollary that the tiny minority of people with haplogroup A just happened to be among the small bands that crossed Beringia, not just once but several times. The two men argued it was more probable that a single migration had left Asia and that some people in haplogroup A were in it. By tallying the accumulated genetic differences in haplogroup A members, Bonato and Bolzano calculated that Indians had left Asia 33,000 to 43,000 years ago, even earlier than estimated by Wallace and Neal. Not only that, the measurements by Bonato and Bolzano suggested that soon after the migrants arrived in Beringia, they split in two. One half set off for Canada and the United States. Meanwhile, the other half remained in Beringia, which was then comparatively hospitable. The Paleo-Indians who went south would not have had a difficult journey, because they arrived a little bit before the peak of the last ice age. Before, that is, the two glacial sheets in Canada merged together. When that ice barrier closed, though, the Indians who stayed in Beringia were stuck there for the duration, almost 20,000 years. Finally, the temperatures rose, and some of them went south, creating a second wave and then possibly a third. In other words, just one group of Paleo-Indians colonized the Americas, but it did so two or three times. As other measurements came in, the confusion only increased. Geneticists disagreed about whether the totality of the data implied one or more migrations, whether the ancestral population or populations were small, as some measure of mitochondrial DNA diversity suggested, or large, as others indicated, whether Indians had migrated from Mongolia, the region around Lake Baikal in southern Siberia, or coastal East Asia, even possibly Japan. Everything seemed up for grabs, or anyway, almost everything. In the welter of contradictory data, University of Hawaii geneticist Rebecca L. Kahn reported in 2001, "Only one thing is certain. Scientists may argue about everything else," she said, "but they all believe that the Clovis First archaeological model of a late entry of migrants into North America is unsupported by the bulk of new archaeological and genetic evidence."